From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee resigns.
And I think, as I have said a long time ago, that the time is now for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to step aside, not only for these issues. We need a Democratic Party that is open, that's going to bring young people and working people into it, that is going to stand up and take on the big money interests and fight for working families.
The voice of former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders calling for the resignation of the chairwoman of the DNC. His vested interest, however, went a little beyond differing philosophies after WikiLeaks disclosed nearly 20,000 emails from Democratic Party leaders over the last year and a half that show that they had mocked and criticized the upstart campaign of the Vermont senator while he was waging an unexpectedly tough challenge to Clinton for the nomination. The head of the U.S. Democratic Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, resigned today. With more from the convention, here's VOA's Michael Bowman.
Democratic nominee-to-be Hillary Clinton says in coming days she will draw a sharp contrast with her Republican opponent.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls.
Clinton spoke Saturday with her new vice presidential pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, while Donald Trump focused on illegal immigration and other perceived threats to America at last week's Republican National Convention, Kaine is making direct appeals to the nation's growing Hispanic community and highlighting his fluency in Spanish.
Bienvenidos a todos en nuestro país.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News.